Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force retired, a veteran of European deployment with NATO and without NATO, and therefore very well informed of up-to-date national security issues in our allies in Europe. The EU and NATO are not the same. The EU is 27 states, generally prosperous in relative terms. And NATO is 32 states of mixed packages. However, we speak of all of the continent of Europe when we speak of the United States' present opinion expressed by the Trump administration that we're done holding Europe together and providing the funds, the security, and the talk that Europe needs to feel both important to us and not responsible for its own future, is the case by the Trump administration. General, a very good evening to you. Your time in Europe, what did it teach you? What did you learn? What was there to learn about the European opinion that the U.S. should provide security forever for the European states? Good evening to you.
Good evening. I have been very blessed with many years in Europe at different intervals in my career. And the reason that that's such a blessing is because over that time, I have seen the arc of a Europe turning away from that concept that they used to call Western European values, or what we would call Judeo-Christian values here in the United States. Europe went really hard on its socialist path and really became culturally, across all of the cultures in Europe, very dependent on the government and fine to be that way. The concept of individualism, the concept of entrepreneurship, those yielded over time. Well, when newer, more avant-garde policies that we see today of unchecked Islamization of Europe, unchecked illegal immigration, cultural displacement and replacement, totalitarian now control in many of the European states, some that are, we used to say, we have a special relationship with. That's what I have seen, kind of a boiling frog or a slow boil to get to this place where we find ourselves now. And so J.D. Vance put a pin on it at the Munich Security Conference when he said, you're rolling away from your values, and we have to evaluate what our relationship is going to be with you if you're going to insist on doing that. And I could not agree more. In fact, I think over the Ukraine war, we've gotten to maybe a point of inflection where we really will have to evaluate the status quo of our relationship to Europe.
So we're protecting people who don't commit themselves to liberty? Is that what we're doing? We're paying all that money and all that time and over the last 80 years, all that blood for what? What did we get from it?
Well, you know, initially it seemed like a pretty good bargain. We had the Marshall Plan rebuilt Europe, and they had cash in their hands, and that was a nice home for American products. And we all seemed to believe the same things. But that changed over time, especially with world institutions like the World Economic Forum, UN-based institutions in Geneva. They really have gone to a collectivist, centralized authority type thing. And now you have the European Union, which is led by an unelected, never elected in her life leader in Ursula von der Leyen, who they basically interfere where populations like Romania try to do self-governance. Well, that's antithetical to us. And then to your point, why would we pay for that? Why would we subsidize that if that's not who we are? It seems to me we spent all those years repelling this thing called the Soviet Union, the domineering totalitarian communist state, and now they're willingly walking into this in the middle of the night.
Let's get specific. We have a Ukrainian war that is unsolved. The Europeans have had years to solve it and have held back. claiming that the U.S. must do it for them and the U.S. must provide the equipment necessary to sustain Ukraine. Recently, Mr. Starmer, Mr. Macron, Mr. Tusk of Poland, and certainly Mr. Merz, Herr Merz of Germany, took the night train from Warsaw to Kyiv to settle what? To do what? What are they willing to contribute? What are they? What do they represent about their own future?
These neocon type leaders, the very ones led by Boris Johnson, who at the start of this war upended peace talks and said, "Don't worry, Zelensky, we'll give you whatever it takes." Completely bereft of reality that the Russian army can swell to 1.5 million overnight if necessary, and their technology. They walked away from reality, and they're four elements of a war: weapons, money, strategy, diplomacy. They had no use for strategy and diplomacy. Well, here comes President Trump. And President Trump has been very clear. I want the killing to end. I want to stop this. You should have deterred the war. You didn't. But the European leaders, instead of following American leadership here, have doubled down on these train rides to Zelensky, just whispering in his ear, saying, we'll keep the U.S. in, more money, more weapons, push back on Putin. He's going to break any day now. Well, guess what? They're not breaking. And if you've ever read a Chekhov play, the Russians are pretty good at suffering. And so even though their economy is down, the calculation in Moscow is we don't have good faith players on the other side of the wall here. We like President Trump. But now, Putin is announcing, I'm going to take three more provinces for security's sake. The point is, President Trump is now getting to the point where he's like, if you're going to keep working against me, then not only am I going to reevaluate our relationship, but I am no longer going to take an active role in these negotiations. You have it. So my worry is, does Europe, to get us deeper into this thing, create a false flag event where we all have to throw up our arms and say, oh, look what the Russians did now. Now we must unify. That's a very dangerous place for us.
Looking out, General, right now, there is no prospect, I believe, of Europe providing its own security. That is a problem for everyone, not the least of us. Is there a way to move them before and if we think about ourselves? Is there anything we could say to make them provide for the common defense?
I am hopeful that the Trump utilization of tariffs and economic levers can bring the EU off of this suicidal course that it's on. Ursula von der Leyen is now floating the idea of raising 800 billion euros by taking what she calls unused savings out of pension accounts across Europe. They have Islamic populations now that are not assimilating. They are threatening populations, and these appeasing leaders in Europe are just handing over their own people to them hook, line, and sinker. If you're complaining about a rape gang, you're the one going to jail. So it's a very dangerous time in Europe, and I hope that they'll take the lifeline that President Trump is throwing them. But if they don't, the last thing we want is 120,000 American forces vulnerable to anything that can happen by leadership that is in no way aligned with ours.
General Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force, retired, writing at Newsmax about Europe. And Europe right now, right up to date, 2025. Will it care for itself, or is it expecting to get rescued one more time? I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.